Let's bring in Mr. Justin Lee Collins onto the show. He hasn't been here for ages.
Yay.
There he is! My God, look how skinny he is.
Isn't he?
Oh,
he's super skinny.
How skinny are you?
Well, yeah, I've lost a little bit of weight, but I think I'm better for it.
You
look
do,
at that
you
beard.
I know, it's bushy.
It's very bushy.
There's things living in it.
Yeah.
Very near Watford.
A little bit of Katsu curry from last night. I think there's
a
little bit of that still in there.
Like a good Katsu.
How much
curry.
Weight have you lost? Do you know? Do you know what you were at your worst?
At my worst. Do you know
how tall are you?
I don't. I'm just 5'10", so
right.
I'm not that tall.
Yeah.
Average.
Well,
average.
Yeah.
Height.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah. See, I think 5'10" is quite tall.
It's pretty tall.
It's pretty tall.
I'm quite a tall guy.
You're very tall.
Yeah. Big man.
Yeah. I'm a big guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I was probably 24 stone.
Yeah. And now? Do you know what you are now?
Now, I think I'm about, 11 and a half, maybe 12 tops.
Mm.
12 tops.
And are you training? What are you doing?
I was doing a lot of training, but I've cut right down on my drinking, see.
Really?
That's the big thing for me.
What, forever?
Maybe.
Really?
Yeah, it's better for my skin, just my health.
You were
in general.
A great drinker.
Thank you.
You were?
Yeah, I'm a lovely drunk as well. I've got a lot of love to give.
Oh, me and Justin, this is how we bonded. I did Friday Night Project.
Mm.
The next day, i.e. the day the show went out, because I think we recorded on a Thursday or a Wednesday, something like that.
Yeah.
And then the Friday, the boys were in with Joe Wiley.
And we went to the pub around the corner.
And we went to the pub around the corner, and I literally ran in and went, all right, guys, we should go for a drink. And they went, well, what do you do? We're out of here in 10 minutes.
I popped in for a quick one.
So we went to the Horse and Groom around the corner on Great Portland Street, and Alan went, I can only stay for, like, one or two, because I've got... He had to go to a christening or something
in
Manchester.
What a lightweight. Just, two drinks.
So Justin says, we'll have a couple. And I was out for dinner that night with my brother and my family and his then girlfriend. And then I was going to just go home and have a dinner, a few drinks with the family, and then go home and watch the show, Friday Night Project. I was really excited to watch it. So we went to the pub and we had a couple of drinks. And Alan went, I'll have one more. And then he went. So I said to Justin, do you have to go? He goes, well, no, I can stay. I says, well, I'll stay. I can stay. And then 2 o'clock became 3 o'clock, became four.
All day.
Became five. My brother's texting me saying, how are you going to get there tonight? I went, I'm still in the pub with Justin. And he says, well, and where? Around the corner from his office. I'll pop in. I think Kerry popped in as well, I think.
Absolutely, yeah.
So then we all stayed for a few and went, well, we may as well go straight from here. Five became six, became seven.
It's a good day.
Like the old days.
Oh, my God.
It was a good day.
The hugs from Justin, they get longer and longer, and the love just pours out more and more.
The more I drink, the more loving you get.
So why would you give that up?
Well, I've not given up the loving. I'm still loving more than ever.
Right, sure. Well, you can't give up the loving.
I'll never be able to drop the loving.
No.
And so the hugs continue, and they're just as long, and better.
Wow.
I think they're stronger now, maybe more forceful.
So when was the last time you had a drink?
Only a few nights ago. I haven't cut it out completely.
Right.
And is it beer that you drink, or is that your...
Do you know, I'm really getting into non-alcoholic lager.
Oh, shut up.
No, I am.
Oh, shut up.
I really am. Also, I'm not going to say any brand names or anything.
Right.
But non-alcoholic lager is the future.
Is it named after a colour?
Yes, it is.
Right, okay,
yes, it is. I'm drinking lots of that.
Right.
Because, you know, the bottle looks the same.
Right.
And it pretty much it tastes the same.
Right.
And, you know, you're not sat in a pub, with an orange juice or anything with a straw. I don't want a straw.
But it's non-alcoholic, though. But is it still got, like, the same sugar and all of that? It's calorie-wise, right?
Well, do you know what? I don't know, because I was thinking about this the other night. What's the calorie content of a non-alcoholic lager?
Right.
And to be honest, I don't know. But
Dominic!
It tastes nice.
Right, get off ASOS, right? And will you have a look at... What are you doing, buying jumpers on the website? What are you looking at?
What's ASOS?
What are you looking at? It's 1 second, sorry. Right, do you want to say that on the air or not? Is it a secret?
Is he online shopping?
Right, he's present shopping. Have a look, try and find out if there's a difference calorie-wise between alcohol and non-alcoholic beer.
If there's lots of calories in it, then, of course, I'll have to stop drinking it.
So when was the last time you had, like, a couple of beers, normal beers?
Not that long ago. Was it maybe a week ago? I had a couple of... I mean, if I drink, I'll have, a glass of wine.
Right.
Just, like, a couple of glasses of wine.
Right.
Or, I like virgin versions of cocktails. So, like, a virgin mojito. I know. But I think for the better, though. I think I'm more alert.
So we can go. We can never go on the beer again?
Well, we can go... I mean, you can have a beer. I'll have a virgin mojito.
You're really going to give it up? You're giving up beer?
Not for... Well, maybe. Beer, maybe. Wine,
wow.
No. I like a glass of wine. I do like a glass of wine. Or a pineapple juice.
Oh my God.
What, not together, though?
No, not together. I mean, separately. And also, I like my fridge is full of exotic drinks. So lots of different...
I don't know who you are.
Do you mean like Umbongo and stuff?
Yeah, like a Kiora.
Right.
Or a Vimto.
So, I'm sorry. Kiora and Vimto are what you class exotic. As exotic drinks.
Yeah, an exotic drink.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm.
Lilt.
Oh, pineapple and grapefruit.
Oh, the totally tropical taste.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing more exotic than Lilt, really.
In fact, here come the Lilt, man. Mm.
Oh, it's hard to come by as well, Lilt. It's not as easy to find as what you might think. Mm. You've really got to look for a Lilt.
Well, like, if I see any, you know, in the shop one day, I'll buy you a few tins. And...
Thanks, mate. Can I say something to you?
Sure.
Lipton's peach tea. I've just said a product. I'm sorry. Peach flavoured tea.
Yeah, we won't have those sort of product.
Yeah, I mean, there are other kinds of flavoured tea which are also very nice. But peach tea, I mean, I drink it by the gallon.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'll just do, what was it they used to call it? The dentist's chair, the footballers. I'll do one of those, just pour peach tea in my mouth.
See, the thing is, you know, I'd love to get down to Justin's weight. You know, that would be great.
Join me.
But I don't want to give up.
You don't have to.
I couldn't give up the beer.
You don't have to, because this is, my thing is, look, if have a beer, have a beer.
But you're turning into a hippie.
I know.
Peach tea?
Yeah, I know.
You've lost your mind, son.
Honestly, I'm back
on track. What have Channel 5 done to you?
I am back on track.
What have they done to you?
I went a bit awry, but now I'm back, and I'm drinking peach tea, and the hugs are longer, they're bigger, they're better, the kisses are sloppier.
Right. Who would have thought this could ever happen?
I know.
Incredible.
This is like Dominic giving up internet porn.
I know.
You'd never...
Whoa. Yeah, I'm not going to give that up. That's
well, sure.
I'm doing a lot more of that.
Right. Okay. <Yeah. laughs> Dominic, you and Dominic can have a chat afterwards.
Mm. Pineapple's not the only exotic thing in your life.
I don't do that.
Go on the mic, Dominic. Have you found the results out? Because I'd rather me read them. You read them.
Yes. Justin, yes, if you're drinking non-alcoholic lager, and obviously I don't want to be brand specific.
Sure.
But you are drinking way less calories.
Oh, really?
Really?
Per 100 millilitre. For instance, one... you know, random non-alcoholic beer has 15 calories per 100 mil.
Really?
And that's a very great. Household name lager that we'd all know and love has 53 calories per 100 mil.
Well, that's a significant saving.
Yeah. I'm doing something right.
You are?
That's for sure.
Well, good for you. You do look good.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you very
much. Not jealous at all.
I mean, I was going to the gym, you know, a lot. I mean, I've not been just recently, but I think I've done all the good work. The good work is there.
You look good, man. Look at you.
Stand up and give us a twirl.
Let's have a look at the webcam. Look.
Thank you very much.
Side on to that camera there. Look at that.
Is that good?
Yeah.
And the boobies are gone and everything.
Yeah, they're quite firm. I mean, I'm still sort of B. I'm still like a B.
Yeah, yeah. I dream of a B, Justin.
Yeah, but you're B for beefy.
Thank you very much indeed.
I'm double G.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, double G.
I mean, I like a, you know, a larger...
For great. good God! That's what it stands for.
I was sort of measured up for a bra. When I was in Japan, there's a place in Japan, and they produce bras specifically for men.
Wow.
For, you know, the stressed-out Japanese businessman.
Sure.
Who just needs some kind of release. He can go online.
What kind of release are we talking about? I'm confused.
Well, it's the kind of release that we can't really talk about this time of day.
Oh, I see.
Wow.
But he can order a bra. Yeah, and not just like, not a lady bra. He's not like a man wearing a lady's bra.
Sure, it's a man's bra.
He's wearing a man bra.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've got one in polka dot pink.
And does it still fit?
Yeah, it does. I didn't go for the matching knickers.
Right.
Because I just was too much. I just thought that was, you know, step two.
If they were knickers for men, would they be called knockers?
No.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's it.
I've got my bra and knackers on today. That's what I've got on.
That's what it would be. Matching set. Right.
Well, look, this is... We haven't even been asked to make a question yet. Which has been, so let's do Tedious Link and then we'll get back into with Justin.
Sure.
He's got some new project that we're going to talk about. You're on TV tonight.
I am, 9 o'clock.
Channel 5. On 5.
I think they've gone back to the channel now.
Have they?
Yeah. It gets confusing. Sometimes it's just the number.
Because 5's just a number, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know?
But I think they've gone back to the channel.
Yeah.
So it's Channel 5.
Channel 5. They stopped calling it Channel 5 and just called it 5, which is stupid.
Yeah, I think I like the channel in front.
Oh, yeah, I do. It's better with channel in front of it. Yeah. Definitely works.
That's like Radio 1 just being called 1.
1.
Absolutely. There you go. Exactly.
There was talk of that, wasn't there? Like, years ago? Yes. Dropping the radio from 1.
Well, we did. Most of our jingles just 1. Yeah.
Yeah, but 1 watt.
Exactly.
And that's the thing. Mm, 5 watt, 1 watt. You know, you need the channel, you need the radio.
That's right.
You're absolutely right.
Just to make, thank you.
You know, this man speaks sense.
I've thought about it.
He's like a Bristolian Buddha.
See, now I'm not, a total drunkard. I can think clearly about things like this.
You were never a total drunkard.
No, I wasn't.
There were times when you were sober.
There was the odd occasion I was sober. But I'm a better man now. I'm on the wagon. I think.
So you've seen the light, Justin.
Yeah. I think I am. I think I'm more fun now.
Are you meditating or anything?
No, I'm not. But
reading any hippie books?
I've been thinking about it. No.
Do you have joss sticks in your
house? I'll tell you what I did.
Are you in therapy?
I'll tell you what yes.
Are you?
Yeah.
Right.
I'll tell you what I read in bed.
I knew there was something.
I'll tell you what I read in bed last night. The Soul Bird.
What?
It's a children's story called The Soul Bird, and it's about all the drawers in your soul. I can't believe I'm talking about this.
I can't believe it either.
But there's a bird in our soul, and there's little drawers that you open. So, like, you know, there's like a truth drawer and a love drawer and an honesty drawer.
Hang on 1 second. What?
Different drawers.
Someone's just told me in my ears, Alan Carr's just fainted in his kitchen. You know, and he's just collapsed.
Justin,
into the
there
show.
Was a time when you come in and talk about birds' drawers, but it would be a whole different conversation.
That was the old me.
That was the old you, and in many ways, it was the more fun you.
Justin's getting down. Look, Stella's lost his moves. Look at that.
Well, I love it. I love this music. They used to call me Creamfields.
Excuse me?
They used to call me Creamfields.
Well, can we get into that story?
Well, it's not really much of a story.
Is that when you were a dairy farmer?
I just love dance. I love dance. Oh, I'm known for it. I love dance.
I love the dance.
Yeah.
By the way, do you forgive Chrissy before we move on?
No, I don't. Ruin my Christmas. Whole Christmas is ruined. Not only did she... Is it a he or a she?
I'll take it. It's a she. Do you remember?
Yeah, very, very well, because it ruined Christmas. And
you remember very well, but you're not sure if it was a he or a she. Is that how they looked?
Definitely a she.
Right, okay.
Definitely a she. I mean, I did have to look long and hard.
Well, sure.
And then do a double take before I was sure.
Long and hard, by the way, two of the new DJs at Radio 1 doing the dance show.
Yeah. And not only is Chrissy, not only did she ruin Christmas just gone, she's ruined next Christmas. The next five Christmases have been ruined. And I love Christmas as well. I live for Christmas.
Sure.
I'm one of those, you know, keep a single bauble up all year round.
I beg your pardon? Know.
Always.
If I could, I wouldn't leave the house, Justin. Yeah.
that's our mantra.
Just one bauble.
Seamless link, Dave?
Yeah, why not?
All right, okay, good. Right.
I haven't checked.
Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Lee Collins is here. So, you've got your own jingle, haven't you?
I have. Where is it?
Here's it.
I love my jingle.
Good morning, Justin Lee Collins.
Good morning.
Have you done your own radio show ever?
I did Saturday afternoons on XFM for 2 years.
Did you?
Yeah.
Have we talked about this before?
Well, we must have done. I mean, it was ages ago now.
Hasn't everybody done a show on XFM at some point?
Yes.
Everyone except us.
Yeah.
2 years Saturday afternoon between 3 and 6.
Did you enjoy that?
I used to applaud the time. That's what I was doing. You know, that thing. It's 9:12. Come on, it's a lovely time. It's a really lovely time.
I'd like to have heard you on the radio.
It was shocking.
They pay you badly.
Oh, diabolical.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
But you don't do it for the money. That's what they told me.
No, well.
What am I doing it for then?
No.
Well, at least cover my train fare.
I like to do it for less money than I used to do it before. That's what I like. I'm trying to move backwards in my career as I progress. Yeah. So in the end of my time on radio, I want to be earning the same money I got for doing Radio Top Shop on Brigitte in Leeds. £2.90 an hour.
Was it £2.90 an hour?
Yeah.
I used to get £2.50 at Causeway Video.
What were you doing there? Working behind the
video? Working in a video shop.
Yeah. Video rental?
Yeah, video rental.
What was the percentage of people who didn't rewind the tape?
Oh, just it happened regularly. It just all it just drove me nuts.
And would you rewind it or would you go, no, just putting it back?
I put it straight back. I mean, I didn't have the time. There was other stuff to do.
Sure.
Banned from my video shop. Do you remember that?
For late returns.
Yeah, well, basically what happened was...
That was a big brouhaha.
It was a big brouhaha.
Hang on, can we talk about this?
Well, why not?
Wasn't there some trouble with us talking about it?
Oh, yeah, but that was a long, long time ago.
And he's gone now.
Yeah.
Right.
I would imagine he doesn't even exist anymore. But what happened was, I was due to return this video. Let's say it was on a Thursday.
Yeah.
And the thing was that I turned up and the shop wasn't open yet. And I knew that we were going away. We were doing the show from somewhere else. And I thought, well, we're going to be away for a couple of days. And so I'm not going to get done for 3 or 4 days lateness on the video return. So what I did was, I thought this was clever, I put the video inside the papers, which were wrapped up and stuck, because there was no Dropbox, you often have.
Yeah.
So I put it inside the papers for the day, and I thought, well, that's fine, because when so-and-so comes in to open up, they'll see the video, and all's good.
Right.
They banned me.
Yeah.
See, we didn't have a Dropbox. And if you don't have a Dropbox, you can't. There's nothing you can do. You just have to go back home and come back the next day.
Well, if someone would have rung you, what was the name of the video shop?
Causeway Video.
Okay, so let's say I ring you. Ring, ring.
Hello,
ring.
Causeway Video.
Oh, hi. So who am I speaking to?
It's Justin.
Hi, Justin. My name's Chris.
Hi, Chris.
I rented a couple of videos from you the other day. Raiders Lost Ark and Women in Love. And they're meant to be back tonight.
What a combo, what a night in.
And I can't, it was two nights.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can't get back tonight. My car's broken down, and by the time I get the bus to the video shop, it'll be after six and it'll be closed. So, is it all right if I bring them back tomorrow and you don't find me because I have phoned up?
Well, see, the thing is, Chris, there's not a problem with Raiders, that's absolutely fine, but Women in Love is actually on order for this evening. We've got someone waiting for it.
Yeah, but are they in the shop now? Because
no, but they will be in any time after six, and you did take both of those films on
set. Oh, well, they're not shoving up your arse then, stupid film. I'm going to Blockbuster.
See, I've lost a customer.
Yeah. You have.
And that's what... That's what happened, basically.
How long did you work there?
I was there for 4 years, best job I ever had.
4 years?
4 years.
What, a part-time job or...?
Part-time, suffering from, you know, OCD. Because I had to lock up, and it drove me crazy. I was responsible for locking the place up.
Right.
And, you know, local, you know, scallywags were coming in and stealing ice creams, and it all got on top of me.
You sold ice creams as well?
Yeah, we had an ice cream fridge, and we sold drinks, and we sold popcorn, toffee popcorn.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it was a good shop.
So all the things to compliment an excellent film.
Absolutely.
Did you ever nick anything from there? Do you own anything still that you nicked?
Actually, I think I do have a copy of Vampire's Kiss, starring Nicolas Cage, which belonged to the video shop.
Yeah, I remember trying to go there and get that, and they said it was out, and it had been out for ages.
Well, yeah. Did you go to Blockbuster?
In the end, yeah.
Yeah, same.
They had loads of women. Anyway, so, I could talk nonsense with Justin for 24 hours.
Oh, I love it.
We've done it several times, and it's good. It's always a treat.
It is good. It's nice just to talk.
I like it. Rubbish. Before we get into the tonight's TV show you're doing, what other jobs have you done?
In the past?
Yeah.
Not that many, you know. I was an in-store demonstrator for a window company. And I would stand in, you know, like home shopping centres. What am I thinking? Home DIY, I'm trying to say. With a little display of, like, I'd have a UPVC door.
I love that.
And I'd have a wood effect UPVC window.
Beautiful.
And I'd give out brochures, you know, to sort of yummy mummies. I'd always target the mums.
Sure.
And I'd have to get leads. It was like sort of Glengarry Glen Ross.
Right.
You know, but in Great Mills DIY. You can say that because they don't exist anymore.
That's fine, you can say it.
And I'd give out my brochure, but the worst thing you could ever do would be to try and take the brochure, because if you put a hand on it, then I've got you.
Yeah. Right.
I've got you.
You've got...
You're going nowhere.
Oh, I'd love to see you on The Apprentice.
Oh, I'd be brilliant on that Apprentice. Forget Stuart Banks. So,
hey, Lord Sugar, if you're listening,
I'm your man.
Justin Lee Collins for Celebrity Apprentice, if you do it again.
Well, I mean, and if he needs convincing, on average, this is true, they'd like you to get 5 leads a day. A lead being, you know, one person's name, contact details.
Yeah.
5 a day was the target. Some days, I'm not kidding, Dave, I would get 27 leads.
Wow. Yeah. So you're a natural salesman, then?
I'm a natural. I get 27, maybe 30 leads. I think my record was...
Can we role-play this?
I get 30, yeah.
I'll be the yummy mummy in the supermarket.
Mm.
Excuse me, madam. Excuse me. I'm ever so sorry to bother you. Could I just quickly ask you?
I am in a bit of a rush.
That's okay. It's just take 2 seconds. Are you considering any new windows or doors?
I think that's the tricky bit, isn't it? The hello and how are you?
Excuse me, sir. He's talking to me. I don't know who you are.
Mm. Oh, I'm just passing by too.
Well,
I'm also yummy. In fact, I'm slightly more yummy than you are.
I don't think you are. Mm. Would you like to take a brochure as well?
I'd love to.
You
know, and what are you doing later?
You may be more naturally yummy, but I've had mine done.
Mm. Okay, fine. You mean your doors and windows?
No.
Oh, right.
Do you know just my doors?
The funniest thing about it is that this company, I mean, obviously I won't say who they are, even they went bust as well.
Right.
Everyone I've ever worked for, they always go bust. they didn't do conservatories. They would do windows and doors.
They didn't do conservatories.
Not a combination of the
things. That's ridiculous. Because conservatory is essentially windows and doors.
Put together. You do the windows, you do the doors, put them together.
You've got your conservatory.
Exactly. What is the problem with that? And people would say, do you know what? I'm after a really whacking great big conservatory. And I would say, I'm ever so sorry, we don't do them.
Do you want to know something else about conservatories?
Yeah.
I used to have a conservatory.
Did you?
And it leaked. I used to have a leak.
Yeah.
A little leak. When it rained to a certain level, it would leak. And it was very annoying. And then when it would rain heavily, it was a nightmare. Right? So, here's something that I found. I mean, the things may be different. You'd ring up a conservatory company who would have the word conservatory in the name of their business.
Yeah.
So let's say, for example, Bob's Conservatories, right? Mm. Hello, Bob's Conservatories. Hi, I wonder if you can help me. I have a conservatory. It's not one of yours, but it was here when I bought the flat. Anyway, it's got a leak in it. And I'm sorry, can I just interrupt? Sir? We don't fix conservatories. They would build them, but they wouldn't fix
them. No aftercare.
And I rang 5 conservatory companies, and they would go, oh, no, can we just point out, we don't fix them, we just build them.
So once they've built the conservatory, yeah, you're on your own.
Well, I quite fancy that. I'll build mine out of plasticine and straws. And
it's
then they ridiculous. Go, oh, it's leaking. I go, well, no, that can't be helped.
I mean, that's disgusting.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm rambling on so much. Well, I'm not. I think I'm enjoying myself. Sammy says, I can't believe you and Dave are arguing over who would make the yummier mummy.
I think it's important.
I think it's a no-brainer, Sammy.
Of course
Hello.
It's me. I think you're both very yummy.
But if you had to choose, Justin...
It would be me.
If you had to choose a yummy mummy out of me or Dave...
I mean, that's the kind of choice I never want to have to make.
Well, why can you make it?
Why can't I have you both?
It's decision time. It's deadlock.
I'd like to try both.
You can't.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
People do
We
that.
Don't roll like that.
You can have this for a week each.
Just try it once.
No. If I don't roll like that.
If you don't like it,
no.
Don't have to do it again.
I'm a yummy mummy, not a desperate mummy.
Okay, then I choose you.
Thank you. It's the right answer.
That's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
See, and you would have lost a sale in me, because I would have gone off in a huff and got in my big 4x4 and gone home to my yummy mummy house.
Yeah. Dave would have put his tiny child, the size of a CD, in his massive eight-seater people carrier.
Yeah, which I don't need.
Do they do that in Bristol as well as in London?
I don't know, do they?
Yeah. Well, they must do.
Where I live in North London.
The roads are narrow.
They like to have the biggest car possible for the smallest child.
Yes. Yeah, that happens.
And it's only one child in the back. They never gonna give their mates a lift. Mm. It's always the same. Anyway, look. Tonight on Channel 5, Justin Lee Collins, turning Japanese. I wonder what the theme tune is that they've used.
They have. I see a picture in the paper.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Tonight, 9 o'clock. Now, tell me all about Justin Lee Collins and turning Japanese, please.
Well, that's nice.
Thank you.
Well, they sent me to, they thought, let's take a boy from Bristol and put him in Tokyo.
Wow.
I know. Just see what happens.
Whoa.
And my goodness me, things happened.
How long were you there for?
I was there for 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
Yes. It's like being stuck inside the world's biggest pinball machine.
I bet. You've been before?
No, never in my life.
Anything? Well, did it fascinate you before? Did it interest you?
Well, let me tell you this.
Right.
I went into a bar and...
No.
This is not... It wasn't a themed bar. This is the thing to stress.
It's what?
It wasn't a theme bar.
Right.
It wasn't like one of those gimmicky bars. It was in a suburban area.
In where? In the UK?
In Tokyo.
Oh, Tokyo.
In Tokyo. And I was... Honestly, I swear this is true. I was served beer... And I did drink. It was a proper beer.
Yeah.
Not long.
Good lad.
By a monkey with a human face.
Okay. Now, I've heard about this place before because Scott Mills went there.
Did he
went to Tokyo either last Christmas or the Christmas before.
Yeah.
And they went to said bar and restaurant. Is that
what,
right? Where they have monkeys serving you.
It's funny because Scott Mills' picture was up on the wall.
No way.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Right.
It wasn't.
Dressed as a monkey.
Yeah.
No, but he went there because I heard him talking about
it. It's a tiny little place. I mean, it's like, I wouldn't say a restaurant. It's like a tiny little local bar.
Right.
It's like more like a cantina.
And
like
you were served, say it again so I can hear you. I was served a beer
by a monkey with a human face, and it's the freakiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Allard, phone security, Justin has finally lost the plot.
I've lost it, I know.
This is a real monkey?
It's a real live monkey waiter who's on minimum wage. He gets...
In a suit?
In a kimono.
Okay.
He gets 25 days holiday a year. And
I seriously now don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so you go into this bar.
Yes, I've got that.
Is there my translator?
I'm all over the guy in the bar and getting a beer.
So, and you're seated, and this is all fine. There's a man. There's a human being.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That says, you know, somebody will be with you shortly to take your order.
Right.
And that somebody is a monkey wearing, I don't know why, wearing a female human mask with long blonde hair. I swear to God. And it's
Are you all right?
I'm all right. I'm still not quite over it. It's the freakiest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
And everybody's served by monkeys? Are there male and female masked monkeys?
There's only one monkey. There's
right,
one.
Just one.
Because it's really... And I said to the guy, and he said... I mean, he didn't laugh when he said it. He said it's really difficult to get staff.
It must be.
Yeah.
I mean, but is it?
But
really...
how does the monkey take your order?
Well, the monkey just comes up, and I think the monkey is just used to certain words. So, I mean, obviously, I just beer, and the monkey recognises beer. And then here's the thing: when it got really freaky, I asked for ice or an ice bucket. And the monkey came back with a bucket of ice and then tripped over the step, spilt the ice bucket, and then the monkey freaked. Because I think the monkey thought, I'm in trouble here. You know, I could lose my job.
Wages.
I could lose my job. This is the
That's
second time.
That's peanuts at the end of the day.
This is the second time I was out this week. And because the owner went mad and, you know, gave the monkey a right...
Tell it off. Like a monkey rollicking.
A monkey rollicking. And the monkey, you'll see it in the film, the monkey starts jumping around and the monkey's agitated. I'm already agitated because I've been served beer by a monkey with a human face with long blonde hair. Mm. And the monkey's kicking off. I honestly thought the monkey was going to walk out. I thought the monkey was going to take off his apron and say, forget this, I can do better than this, and leave. It's one of the freakiest things I've ever seen.
Well, I think I may have found a video, not of your show, but just of the actual bar.
And it's all just monkey table service.
It's monkey table service, yeah.
Well, if you pay peanuts, you should expect monkeys.
Well, exactly.
Okay, let me just turn the screen round.
We didn't eat, can I just say? I don't know whether the monkey serves
food.
Is that
him?
There he is, that's him. That's the very monkey.
Yeah, but he's got a monkey face. He hasn't got a human face. He looks just like a monkey.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, as you can clearly see, that there he is. Look, he's got a bottle of beer in his hand. See, there's the bottle of beer. He's bringing someone a nice bottle of beer. But with me, that's the big table at the back. That's for private parties.
Oh, I see.
With me, for some reason, the monkey... You know, he's going to the fridge. No, he's opening the fridge. No, he's going for the ice. And there's the towels. That's the hot towel drawer. Sorry. That's he's handing someone a hot towel.
This is unbelievable.
With me, Chris...
Is this on the show tonight?
This is on the show. Is it tonight or next week? It's either show one or show two.
Well, I'm watching tonight, just in case.
It's the freakiest
That's
thing.
That's amazing.
It is.
I've never heard of
it. Alan,
that.
I've never heard of it before. And I got... Can I say, actually, that might have been the last... night I got really drunk. This was last summer.
Right. Because you got served by a monkey.
I was properly freaked out.
Your whole thing about cutting down on the booze now makes more sense.
Thank you. Because once you've been served alcohol by a monkey with a human female face and long blonde
then
hair...
Then it's time to stop.
It's time to stop.
It's time to stop drinking.
Yeah.
Now I understand. I take it all back.
Because you look at that clip and you see the monkey. And some people might think, well, the monkey, that's strange enough, is gimmicky. But, you know, did I really see the monkey with a human face and long blonde hair?
They're on the video. This is on the BBC News website, by the way. If you go to BBC News and type in monkeys work in Japanese restaurant, which is a great headline.
Clear history after that.
It will show you.
Apparently it's the Kayabuka restaurant.
That's it. That's the one. That's the one, the Kayabuka restaurant in Kayabuka. I don't know if Kayabuka is a place, but that sounds right, Kayabuka restaurant. And then I went to...
It says there are two monkeys.
Yeah.
And it says their names, but I'm not going to read them out because they sound almost rude.
And do you know what, Chris? I don't know whether this will be, you know, because the editing, I don't know whether this will, in the programme, it will appear to be the same day. But it was actually the same day when we were filming it. We were on our way back from Ninja World. You can go to, like, Ninja Land.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I love Ninja World.
I don't know how to be, like, a samurai. And, you know, the strangest thing about that day is that the lady in charge of Ninja Land... was a little
ninja
right, and they dressed me up not like a ninja. I wanted to be a ninja.
Like
I was
a monkey.
I was a samurai.
A female face.
I was a samurai.
Right.
A female face monkeys came after, but the day began with me as a samurai on the back of a donkey, not really feeling it. And little ninja lady took a real shine to me, even though I couldn't understand a word she was saying. She couldn't understand a word I was saying.
Not many people can.
Many people can.
You're right. True.
And then at the end, when it came to say goodbye, she wept.
Oh.
She wept. And I think she said to our Japanese translator that she loved me. And she was so sad to see me go that
nice.
She was crying, waving goodbye and crying. And it was quite an emotional experience. So then we decided to go to this bar.
Yeah.
To like for a beer, because it had been quite an emotional experience. And I get served beer by a monkey with a human face. It was an odd day.
I tell you what, this sounds like an amazing show.
It's a good show.
Did the Ninja World, does it have like a souvenir shop you can buy stuff in and all of that?
I think it did. I didn't buy anything, to be honest.
Oh, you should have done.
Because you know what they normally have in there.
What's that?
We've got the advert, haven't we?
Yeah.
What's that?
You listen.
Kids love gingerbread, and kids love ninjas.
Yes.
So why not give them a real treat for their tea with all new Ninja Bread Men.
See?
Ninja Bread Men have all the goodness and yummy taste of gingerbread, but they're shaped like ninjas. with proper outfits and huge fighting swords, ready to carve up those gingerbread baddies.
That's good.
And they taste a whole lot better than Ninja Turtles, too, because they're full of sugary goodness, crazy fun colorings, and artificial sweeteners.
Yeah.
They'll have your kids bouncing off the walls. So give them something special for their chop tonight. Give them Ninja Bread Men and make Din Din time Ninja time. Ninja Bread Men, they're the ultimate kung fu. From the makers of Samurai, Jiu-Jitsu, and Ting Tong Toasties.
So, you went...
I want one. That sounds amazing.
3 weeks.
Mm. Yeah, 3 weeks.
What a life.
It was... do you know what? It was, you know, it was hard work.
Yeah.
Because it's crazy time. It is crazy.
What was harder, doing the 3 weeks there or doing your chat show for Channel 5?
Do you know what? Doing the 3 weeks there.
Right.
Doing the 3 weeks there.
Right.
I mean, you know, the chat show was a tightrope walk.
Was that the one at the Ravioli Ballroom?
The Ravioli, yeah. That beautiful old ballroom, which I...
It's gorgeous place.
It's stunning. Mm. I love it there.
Right.
But Japan was harder. Because it's just that, you know, being completely out of your element. And everything takes four times as long. Because I can, you know, when I go to the Love Doll Factory, and I'm talking to the man that makes Love Dolls.
Right.
I can't just directly talk to Love Doll Maker.
No.
I have to...
You speak Japanese?
No, I ask him a question.
Uh-huh.
And then the translator relays the question to him. He listens to the question. Then he responds to the translator.
Right.
Then the translator...
Now, when you were there for 3 weeks.
Oh, my God.
You get two interviews done.
We only, you know, just half an hour of telly, 3 weeks. But it's just...
Justin Lee Collins, Turn in Japanese, is on tonight at 9 o'clock on Channel 5. I'm in tonight. I'm going to watch that show.
Thank you.
I'm going to watch.
Thank you.
Everybody should tune in. Make it number one.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Justin has also just got back from Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Dave's face. Watch Dave's... Tell Dave, look him in the eye and tell him who you just spent some time with.
Dave.
Yes.
I went to Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes.
Where I spent time at the home of Steven Seagal.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
And he cooks.
Yes, he does.
I
the
also
man,
cook.
I ate gumbo. I still don't know what it is.
Oh, gumbo's like Creole food, isn't it?
What's Creole food?
Well,
I don't know what
like
that is.
Southern,
kick Creole on the coconut.
Southern American kind, Cajun Creole, so,
well,
something like that.
All I know is that he's got a personal chef, and I was offered gumbo, and I thought, when in Rome.
When in gumbo.
I've gumbo.
Sure.
And I drank an exotic juice.
So are these... So that, this is a different thing completely.
This is a completely different thing,
right.
But can I say Seagal?
You've got to do more of these things. I love your documentaries when you're doing...
Thanks,
like,
mate.
Sky have started showing again. Now, I caught recently the Darts one.
Oh.
Or Darts, as you say.
Darts, 180.
They're all good shows.
Thank you,
the Brimback shows are good.
Thanks, mate.
You're good with a little film crew going off and doing... I love those shows.
Thank you. Well, that's I like to think that's what I do best, and that's what I enjoy doing most.
I'd love to do that.
Thanks, mate.
But you've carved the niche for yourself.
Mm. I want to do more of it.
Yeah.
There's more out there. There's more to do.
Of course there is.
And Seagal is an embarrassment of riches.
I bet.
Because, you know...
He's a genius.
Oh, my goodness. You
met him on Friday Night Project.
I did.
And I've heard stories about Steven Seagal.
Oh, my goodness. They're all true.
And when... Yeah. Really?
Well, I want to believe they are.
And he's got his band. Has he still got his band?
Yeah.
Was it called Thunderbox or something?
Well,
something
like that. Yeah, and he's got... honestly, just the song titles alone. There's one called Feet Don't Fail Me Now.
Right.
And there's another one called Talk to My Bum, but it's not the word bum. It's another word for bum, which I can't say.
Right.
But he's got
bottom.
A song. Yeah. Talk to My Bottom.
Is it like what the Americans call a bum bag?
Yes.
Right.
Oh,
okay.
I see.
I've got you.
And I said, and he played that to me on his acoustic guitar.
Right.
I got
it rhymes with granny, but it's not granny.
I got an acoustic version of it. This madness.
Yeah. I've talked to my... that one?
Six foot five man mountain in his private cinema at home is playing me acoustic.
Well, you got to do it in the private.
Ah.
And then next to his bed, I'm in his bedroom. I'm talking to him. He's got a chaise longue on the end of his bed, and we're chatting. And I look over his shoulder, and next to his bed is a handgun. It's an automatic pistol. And I say, Steve, I'm so sorry. Can I just point out you've got that gun next to your bed? And it was like Crocodile Dundee. He went, that's not a gun. He got up, went to the side of the bed, and there's a massive, like a machine gun that he keeps down by the side of his bed. And then the window, every window in the house is bulletproof glass.
Well, you never know.
I don't know what he's frightened of.
You never know with a bat. He was Nico.
Yeah, but
you never know.
But he's used to being under siege, literally.
Oh.
So he obviously...
And does he also cook?
Yes, he does. See? And I'll tell you this, there are four words you never, ever say to him. You never, or you do, and if you want a reaction. Four words, if, and can I just
you
say
are a
this
div?
To the listeners, if you ever, ever come across the Seagal on the street.
Have you got any tomato sauce?
No, no, worse than that. For goodness sake, do not say these four words to Steven Seagal. Yep. Jean Claude Van.
Really?
Don't say it. Don't say it. I said it to him in his bedroom.
No!
Chris, he's got guns in his bedroom.
He's got a machine gun.
He said to me something like, he said, if you're smart, you'll never say that name to me ever again.
Oh!
But is he like Steven Seagal? He's like a bona fide kung fuist.
He is bona fide. I mean, I went on before Christmas, the first part of this journey, I went to Vancouver in Canada. Beautiful. And I went on the set of True Justice, his new.
And, honestly,
I'm saying it was brilliant. I'm so excited. I might even have a drink later on this. So I am about this. Right, I watched him choreograph a fight scene.
Beautiful.
With a stuntman who was petrified.
Wow.
He was petrified. This poor guy, I swear, it was his first day on the set. His first day in the world of stunt.
Ah.
And his first job is to be picked up and thrown through the windscreen of a car by Steven Seagal. You've never seen a man more terrified. And Seagal is saying to this guy, he's getting properly angry with this guy. And he's saying to this poor little guy, come at me, brother. Come at me. Just come at me, brother. And the guy's not doing it because he's petrified because Steven Seagal's 6'5".
Yeah.
And he's 25
stone. Slips a machine gun.
He's got guns and he's got samurai swords. And he's got a song called Feet Don't Fail Me Now. And, you know, if the sword won't kill you, the guitar will.
This is like my first day here when I met Nicky Campbell.
Exactly the
same. Sort of like fear, honestly.
They added a name for him, which was like Bottom, but wasn't Bottom.
Oh. It's just hanging out with the man is just, and you know, because he's a Buddhist and you know he's Zen, and he's a philanthropist and he's environmentalist.
Wow. Mm.
And he's got a badge. He's got a badge. He's been deputized by the sheriff of something like Mariposa County in Phoenix. He can arrest you. And I said to him, I said, Stephen, does this happen? He has full powers of arrest.
Right.
I said, have you ever arrested someone and they've looked at you and gone, oh my God, you're Steven Seagal? And he said, it happens all the time.
I want to watch this show.
That's on in February.
Oh man, I'm watching that.
Let us know when it's on.
Yeah. I'm watching that.
Have you stayed
in touch?
Yes, he's got my number. That. He didn't want me to go. He genuinely got a little bit emotional when I left.
That is TV gold for me.
Oh my, he's so inappropriate. I love him. It's just brilliant.
Oh well, that one comes on in
February sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and then tonight is Turning Japanese. That's the first one.
That's it, 9 o'clock tonight. All about Japan.
Well, good luck with it.
Thanks, mate. Thanks very much. Thank you.
Listen, how are you and Alan Carr? Are you two still buddies, or what's going on?
Yeah, I love him.
Are you still in touch with each other?
Yeah, but if he's listening to this, could he text me?
Right.
Because, you know, you didn't have my number.
Right.
Just after Christmas, I dropped my phone, and because you know I'm such an idiot with technology.
Yeah.
I dropped the phone. Had to send the phone back. None of my numbers were saved to the SIM.
Right.
Only to the phone.
Phone, okay.
So all the numbers went. So I've lost hours. I don't back up.
Justin, get yourself an assistant. That's what you need. I need someone to help you out with these things.
But you know what? I do need an assistant.
Well, get one.
I need a proper...
You need a Lin. I've got a Lin. You need a Lin.
Yeah, he's got a Lin.
Yeah.
So if anyone wants to apply for that job...
Look, here's the thing.
Yeah.
At times you are busy. There are probably times when you've got, you know, you're all right. You're not too bad.
Yeah.
But there are probably times when you're mental busy.
Yes.
But equally, when you're not that busy, and when you are really busy, you're a little bit useless.
Yes, I'm rubbish.
That's what I am. So that's my life. So just get someone. They can fix all that for you.
I'm going to get someone.
All right.
And I'll be good to you, this person. I'll be good to you. I'll love you and I'll cuddle you.
I really think he's actually having a breakdown.
Yeah,
I'll
be good to you.
Whoever sure
this is like looking,
hugs,
this is like looking at myself a few months ago. It really is. Have you been paid on time by Channel 5?
No.
Oh my God, seriously.
Don't start here.
I tell you, honestly, don't get me started. I'm still owed money for the Curry Awards. That's true. I hosted the Curry Awards. I've still not been paid.
I know, my friend was there. She said you were very good.
I'm still waiting to be paid.
Oh my
it's
God.
It's unbelievable.
We're late for the news.
I heard they said to you, will you tick a check? What, do you tick a check?
Yeah, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Right, we're so late for the news.
Okay.
Why don't you just hang around now?
I'd love to. Can I?
Because we've got to play you Tina's song.
I want to hear it.
So you may as well just stay till 10. You're not, were you rushing off?
No, I'll stay till 10.
I'll stay till 10.
Thanks very much.
We love that.
Thank you.
All right. I love Justin the car.
I love you. Thank you.
I love Justin.
Thanks, guys.
We all love Justin. We all love a little bit of Justin.
We love you best.
All right, look, let's play a little advert. We'll swap seats. We'll do the news. Then we'll come back. We'll play Tina's song to Justin Lee Collins.
And the weather could be some snow today in the southeast of England. It is freezing across the whole of the country.
It is freezing across the whole of the country, let me tell you.
The whole country is freezing. Staying mostly dry and sunny in other places, but yes, there could be snow in the southeast. 9:42 now.
Someone talk to me about wind. That's what I want to hear about.
Talk to you about wind.
Talk to me about wind.
Right. Okay. Wind.
It's been really windy. It was really windy last night and it was really windy this morning. What's going on with the wind?
The winds, Chris, are driven by pressure differences.
Right.
So air naturally wants to move.
No, tell us why there's so much wind. Have you noticed there's a lot of wind at the moment, Justin?
Yes, it's particularly windy at the moment.
Is windy. It's to do with the weather and the wind.
Right, so you don't know?
No.
Can I just tell you?
Yeah.
Loads of text messages.
Really?
Let me read out a few.
Thank you.
Pick me. I can remember most things most of the time. Give him my number, says Matt in Torquay. He wants to be your assistant.
Thanks, Matt.
Can I be Justin's Lynn? I'm a fellow Bristolian. Helen, Emerson's Green.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's not good.
No.
I'd be the perfect PA for Justin, and he sounds like he would make the perfect boss, says Joe. And then there's another Joe on the 843. Alexia, 22, from Taunton. Becky.
Yeah.
See, Alexia sounds like quite a sophisticated name.
Ella, trucking in Wales. Trucker.
Well, yeah, but a trucker named Ella.
She'd get your money for the curry people.
True, that's true.
No messing around there.
Was it Alexia?
She'd get you that and free poppadoms.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, actually, because, I mean, I'm joking aside, I am I'm owed money.
Yeah, I know, I'm getting that. But we got I'll say a couple of hundred people say, I would be Justin's assistant. I would do that. That would be my job.
You know, the curry people should actually pay you because they don't want any argy-bargy.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, that is... Come on.
I'll tell you what, though, you went and did that job, in all fairness, you went and did that job.
In good faith.
In good faith, you know.
Yeah.
And I bet you did a good job as well.
I did a very good job.
They would have to be prawn crackers not to pay you.
Oh!
You don't get prawn crackers in India.
Yeah.
Good point. What was that?
Ooh, no one cares.
All right, let's move on. Now, I'm going to play the new song by Chipmunk, which he's done a track with Chris Brown, right? But I don't want to play Chris Brown. So we've taken Chris Brown out, and Tina went to the studio yesterday and re-recorded all his bits in her inimitable style.
Okay.
And I want to play this to you now, because you like a good song.
I do.
Okay.
She laid down a monster.
Oh.
Yeah.
And by the way, let me tell you, not for the first time, but this is completely different. So this is how the original goes. Some people have to learn. Bit of auto-tune in there, it sounded like.
Yeah, I think so. Some people wait to turn.
Some people have to fight, very, very. Some people give their life. Yeah. Oh. Right, so we're taking them out. This is Tina's song. Some people have to learn. They do, don't you? Some people have to fight, yeah. Some people give their lives. Go, Chipmunk! Oh. They wanna hold you back, tell them be off. Whenever they say you can't, take the tea off. I remember when they told me I wouldn't be famous. Now my dream and reality is simultaneous. And work your own way to the top. If they put you on the pedestal, they could take you off. And there's a higher level than the top. You gotta make more, don't make do. Get it in, Sunny. Not everybody gets a second chance of getting money or even getting lucky. So you gotta feel the hunger in your tummy. I'm always pushing myself to the limit, making sure I'm staying ahead. You made me who I am from the words you said. Some people have to learn. You liking it?
I think it's better.
It is.
Yeah, it's right.
Wait for the rap.
This is Tina. Tina's singing. Wait till she raps. By the way, if you haven't heard this before, 811-9, text us if you're loving a bit of Tina. Start your text with Tina. Here we go. You ready? Let's do some rapping, Tina. Yeah. But I was born a champion. 811-9, you got to check this out. But I was born a champion.
realest schnizz I ever wrote. Off the records, no cameras, forget a quote. Some of my family doing good, my family chill. I'm from Harrow, yeah, Harrow on the hill. I used to take my mama shopping in town. Is that the real definition of me now? I fell off, back on my feet now. Heading to the sky, can't even see down. Award shows, I pour my heart out. And people still steady trying to put my flaws out. And I'll be lying if I say it ain't get to me. But I'm a champion, legend.
History.
I'm always pushing myself to the limit, making sure I stay ahead. You made me who I am from the words you said. Some people have to learn. Some people waste their time. Some people, but not me. I was born a champion.
Go on, Cena. Megan Harrogate says, I didn't think it was possible, but I think I fancy Tina more now. They're loving you on that.
I'm loving me on that.
Guess you're on your own. Build a foundation with the bricks they throw in a black and white world. True colors show. Change if you want. Everybody grows and life's like an ill, but try and get a hold. Opinions ain't facts. Take them in and let them go. That's
right. You made me who I am from the words you said.
I honestly believe this is a lot better than the original, says Cam in Manchester.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Tina sounds mint. So many good texts for you. I love it. Do you like that?
It's really good.
Yeah, I like it.
Thank you.
We should also say thank you to Small Paul, who actually just recorded the track.
Yeah, he said it. Yeah. Paul was saying, I think I heard him say it was one take.
He just had to, like...
Yeah.
Press, yeah. Pause and record together.
Exactly.
Pause and record?
Well,
yeah.
You're not play and record?
Play and record.
Play and record then.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why your album was an instrumental, Dave.
Press pause.
Hey, what happened to your album?
Oh, it's on the back burner.
Oh, Justin.
I'm really upset about
it. Do you know what?
Well.
And I rang you and said, I'm making an album. You went, so am I.
I know.
And I went, I want you to come and do Tom Jones with me on my Tom Jones parody. And you went, well, I don't know if I can because I've got mine. I'm not even Welsh, but I don't know why I'm talking about that.
It was we even got a title for it. It was called Another Side.
Right,
and
but there wasn't even one bloody side, though, was there?
No, I know. There was a song called Margarita.
Right,
which was my
Status Quo.
Is that about pizzas?
No, it's the drink. It's honestly genius. It's an original song.
And on again.
No, it's the song and the drink.
Right.
Yeah. Do you want a little bit of it?
Sounds like you had too much drink when you were making it.
Do you want to hear a little bit?
Now?
Yeah.
But sure. Yeah, love to.
All right. Now, you're on a beach in Spain.
Oh, I love that. Have you got beach sound effects, Dom?
Hola. Oh, let me find some beach. I might have a train
just
station.
Just give you a little bit, like first course. just imagine, Dom, you're on the beach,
yeah, all right,
in
beach.
Your Speedos, you're yes. on a lounger.
There I am.
You know, and you're just dreaming about this girl, the love of your life.
What's her name?
Margarita.
Right.
Okay?
Pacatan or Taylor?
Just right. Neither. Okay. Another kind of margarita.
Margarita
also,
neither. That's a good name.
Ready?
What's...
Well, it says beach, but it's...
Sounds like someone's drowning in the background.
No, they're not drowning. This is just beach.
Sounds like a kid's just been told off.
No, they haven't been told off. It's just children on a beach.
Play it again from the beginning?
Well, it's just beach.
And don't do that again, otherwise you're not getting any ice creams. Oh. You should have behaved.
There you go.
They're not even my kids. I don't even know where they are.
Oh, Dom.
Okay, so we're on the beach.
Yes.
Okay.
You're just relaxing.
Yeah.
You're thinking about last night.
I can't really relax because I'm kids. I've got to...
yeah, I know. Sorry. But just try and zone out.
I'll try and find some waves.
Be zen. Be like Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
Okay, imagine you're Steven Seagal in Lanzarote.
Without the machine gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you've always got to have a piece close by just in case it all kicks off.
Peace, yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's why you have an ensuite toilet.
Absolutely right.
Yeah, you don't want to go down the hall, do you?
Steven Seagal's also got the smallest bidet I've ever seen in my life.
Right,
anyway,
well,
that's another thing.
He's got a tiny bottom. Mm. Oh, sorry. So, we're on the beach.
Okay.
Okay, there's the... Yeah.
You ready for it?
I'm ready.
I recall the night when we made love together.
Oh, it's a bit steamy, isn't it?
Under Spanish skies, the starlight on her face.
How was the light on her face, if you will?
Thought that she was mine and I was hers forever.
Yeah, okay.
But in the morning, she was gone without a trace.
Oh, she's gone.
One more margarita for my margarita.
Oh, that's a drink.
Once again, the words rose slowly off my tongue.
I was having kids back.
For the more I drink, the more the pain gets sweet.
Uh-huh.
As I long for margarita, long for margarita, long for margarita in the sun.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, that's light of day.
That never got released.
No.
Jeepers, I can't imagine why.
If you like that, you should hear New York Nights.
Oh, wow. Chasing Status did all the remixes, and then it was going to be massive.
Oh, dear.
Well, anyway, ours sold over 100,000 copies, you know. But, you know, don't worry about it.
Oh, no.
You win some, you lose some.
There's still time, Chris. There's still time.
And you could have been on the version of Big Bum.
I know, I'm so sorry as well. But, you know, record company issues and all of that.
I had to do it myself. I had to do a duet with myself.
I would have loved to have done Big Bum.
Yeah? Well,
yeah.
You'd have been great on it.
I would have been really good on
Hello?
That.
Hello, who's that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm here, live in the vocal booth.
Wyclef.
That's right.
Who are you?
I'm Tom as well.
That's what it was going to be. I had to do it myself. I sound like I'm talking to myself. I sound like there's something wrong with me. Hello? Hello? Who said that? I did. Hello?
I should have been there.
Well.
I let you down and I'm sorry and it will never happen again. It will never, ever happen again.
A lot of love from people on the text this morning for our very own Justin Lee Collins and for Tina as well on the track.
Yeah.
You know what's next, don't you? Tina and Justin together.
Ooh. Oh,
Justina.
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 Aguilera.
Khaled.
You know. Do you like that?
Space.
Justina.
Well, maybe this could be the thing that finally gets my album released.
Yeah.
You know, we do a duet. No?
Yeah. Well, possibly. Well, I'm not sure.
I met a lovely girl called Margarita. She really was a... chicken curry eater.
Or chicken fajita.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want to go chicken fajita.
Why?
Because it might have sexual connotations.
No, it doesn't. Chicken fajita's like Mexican food.
That's a food.
We had fajita.
Yeah, but if he sang, it would sound like, you know, she had a cracking chicken. It just doesn't.
Yeah, but
you know,
if you sing chicken fajita, then, of course, you have a rap. You know? So you get the
rap. Tina can do the rap.
It's a rap.
That's my
rap.
It's a rap.
That's Tina's.
Yo, chicken fajita. There's nothing sweeter.
The chicken fajita rap.
Exactly. It sounds like a load of rap as far as I'm concerned. Right, Justin's going to stay with us to the end of the show. How good is that?
Holy guacamole.
Barbara Streisand.
Right, that's Jessie J. I do it like a dude.
What's the laughter?
We were just saying something off the air. Now, thanks for listening this morning. We've got to go. Justin Lee Collins, tonight on the telly, 9 o'clock, Channel 5, is turning Japanese. And maybe tonight you see the episode where he goes to a bar and gets served by a monkey.
With a human face.
With a human face.
And blonde hair.
I can't wait.
I can't wait either. It sounds like an amazing show. And then he's got his Steven Seagal show coming up in February, which, again, is going to be brilliant.
Mm.
And we're also going to get Justin and Alan talking again because Justin dropped his phone and broke it.
I love him and I miss him.
Or whatever. Oh, that's lovely.
We could do a bring-back show. Bring back Justin and Alan.
I'm up for it. I'm on board.
You'd have to go and find Justin Lee Collins and Alan Carr and see what they're up to these days.
Well, I am. Do you know what? The truth is, Chris, I've been looking for myself for quite some time now.
Right. Well, anyway, you are. You're here.
There you go. Inside.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, he's definitely throwing a wobbler. Do you think so?
Yeah. I know the signs. right. Thanks for listening. Tomorrow, who's on tomorrow, Al?
No
one. All right, great.
No good.
Have a lovely day, and we'll speak to Fern Cotton in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Fern!
Morning!
Morning!
Everyone and JLC.
Hey, Fern, how you doing?
Oh, I've not seen you in ages.
I know, it's been too long. Why are you avoiding me?
I'm not avoiding you. I'd love a hug off you. You give great hugs.
Oh, the best in the world, so come and get some. Come and get some.
They're a close second to Davina McCall's hugs.
Whoa.
And Christopher's.
Where am I on this list?
Yeah, but I get a hug from you every day, so the novelty's worn off somewhat. They're still good.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you eat steak every day, the finest steak ever. Eventually you go, no, it's just not so good anymore. I think you're fine. The quality is still good. It's your blood. Lars anus.
Well, that's probably, it's my fault. I do, I admit that to you.
If you had to rate me, Justin and Davina for hugs, where would you go?
Don't
be
do
honest
that to
for
me.
Him. Do it for him and be honest.
Well, I've not had a hug off Justin in, it's at least a year and a half, maybe even 2 years,
yeah,
I'd
but
say.
You still remember it.
I still remember it. I still remember it.
You probably remember it because it probably went on a little bit too long.
It did. It was a nice one.
Yeah.
Davina, I had a hug from on, was it Monday or something of this week? And it was very sensual. It was a good one.
Mm.
I'm going to go, this is just for today because I'll change my mind. I'm going to go Davina.
What?
Oh, Davina, JLC Moyles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but sometimes, yeah, but Chris, sometimes I get the best hug off you ever, which is the best hug in the world, and other times it's a weird one.
Yeah, but you are working. Sometimes when I'm busy, I just go in and give you a tiny little squeeze and I get out of your way.
Yeah, or sometimes you do, like, wandering hand things.
I don't do the wandering, no, that's not fair, I don't.
I thought you did.
I don't. In the workplace, are you out of your mind?
No. You know what, I thought you didn't.
No. You're at Maid of Vale today, is that technically the workplace? Because I can get a cab and be there in 10 minutes.
Oh, you know what I've just remembered, actually? What? I was really enjoying Tina Aguilera a minute ago.
Oh, well, thank you, Ben.
Goodness me.
Did you like her singing?
Well, yes, it was very good.
She's good, isn't she?
Tina, are you from Harrow on the Hill, then?
Yeah, I am.
I used to have a house on Harrow on the Hill.
Did you?
Oh.
Where on the hill?
Well,
we could do this after the show.
All right, then. Down Trafalgar Terrace by the cricket fields.
Oh, yes. They're very nice around there. No
yes.
one's ever heard of it.
Mm. Right,
some
anyway.
Some people have to learn.
That is great.
A cappella.
Some people wait their turn.
With no auto-tune.
That's just raw.
You could have done BVs for Adele today. Because we're good.
Some people have to fight, yeah.
Maybe next time,
some
Tina.
People give
yeah,
their
I don't want to wear my voice out.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
We are so excited about today. Can you tell I'm a bit hyper?
Ow!
I'm so excited.
Why are you excited, Fern?
Well, it's our first ever live lounge special at Maid of Vale.
Wow.
And I've just seen Adele walk in a minute ago. She looks blimmin' gorgeous.
Really?
She's wearing a faux fur coat and some sort of sparkly top.
She's wearing a sofa coat?
No, a faux fur.
Faux fur. And she looks gorgeous.
Faux fur.
And she's going to do 6 songs. And I've just,
no way.
I have
six.
Six?
Yeah,
six.
That's what the special is.
Give us, but six, though.
Six.
Really?
Yep.
Six. You know what, though? That's great, because if you did, five just wouldn't have been enough for
and
me.
Seven would be too much.
Too much.
When
too
you've
much.
Got someone who can sing like Adele, six is not enough.
I know what Adele's singing. Five, I just, no. The listeners want more. Seven, and quite frankly, I want paying for it. Yeah. But six.
Six is just right.
She's going to be amazing. Right.
I think it's great. It is.
Seven, that's a tour with Live Nation for me, but six. Yeah.
Will one of the six be Make You Feel My Love? Because that's my favourite song in the whole wide world.
Well, I've seen the set list. I can't say whether it is or isn't in there, I'm afraid, JLC. But if you listen, or you can watch it streamed online later on live, you will see what's going on. But there are going to be some new stuff off the new album, and there's going to be a mystery cover as well thrown into the mix. It's going to be incredible.
Is it The Reflex by Duran Duran?
It might be.
Right.
Is it Margarita by JLC?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't.
No, I can say safely for that one. But I tell you what, it's going to be very special. It really
is. It'll be very special.
I've had so many people texting me this week going, can I come along, please? Please, can I come along? And the answer is a flat no all the time.
They
can't come. Well, because it's very exclusive. We've got a small audience down here today. Very
so
small
how
audience.
How many of your friends text you on your own private personal number?
So
and said, I'd love
many.
To come. And you did not one of them did you say, yeah, no problem, come
it's
down.
It's not up to me. It's not up to me. I would love everyone
terrible
to
friend.
Come down. It's not up to me.
Yes.
It's not up to
Do
me.
You know what? I bet Adele wouldn't have minded. If he said my really good dear friend, you know, Holly, for example, is a big fan and wants come down, I bet Adele goes, oh, yes, so sweet. Where is she? And you go, well, I said no, she couldn't come. Adele will look at you, right, with her cold eyes.
No.
Do you know what? That's it.
Holly is live on this morning
you
doing the award-winning
show. You just knocked it down to 5 songs now. Adele's probably a bit disgusted with me.
No, it's all fine. It's all good.
See, I have a different attitude towards you. I had a few of my mates text me and said, I'm a big Adele fan. Is there any chance I can go down? So I've sold tickets.
Have you really? Well, they're not coming in for a start.
I made 75 quid yesterday. Brilliant.
Oh, it's going to be lovely. I'm really looking forward to it.
Super.
Good. Well, I will see you tomorrow for the third best hug in the world.
Will you give Adele all my love?
I will do.
Will you say to her, "Oah!" from me?
Okay, I'm writing this down. Chris says
"Oah!" That's it. That's perfect.
From Moyles. It's written down on my pad.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.